Jerry Ambrose, City of Lansing's finance director. The tax request has been denied by more than 600 votes. Jerry, give me your thoughts and your feelings.
Well, good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Well, obviously, we're disappointed. You know, a lot of the community leaders, Mayor Bonero, City Council, leadership of our employee unions, all worked very hard to get the word out to our residents, explaining the situation, telling them the the situation that we're in and the choices that we have, and they made their decision. And so now we got to move forward.
What statement do all those no votes make?
I think it's all about the economy, Tony. I think that you've got $5 a gallon gas. You've got potential taxes on pension. I think you've got health care costs. The recession, for many people, the recession is not over. And I think, quite simply, they had to make choices about how to spend their money.
All right. Now, where do you go from here?
Well, this is May the 4th. City Council has to, by charter, adopt a budget by May the 16th. Mayor Bonero did present a balanced budget that was not based on that millage, and so there's a proposed plan to go forward with.
How many cuts of jobs and fire stations could we be looking at?
Well, in short, the budget proposed the elimination of over 200 city positions. 150 of those were in police and fire. Those positions, if the mayor's budget is approved as presented, those positions would be gone. Very strong likelihood that there would be 3 fire stations closed. Clearly, there will be layoffs of police and fire personnel as well as other city employees.
When could all these be kicked in?
Well, fiscal year for the budget we're talking about kicks in on July 1. And so, as I said, the next decision point is for City Council to adopt the budget on May 16th. And then, of course, we've got to take all the necessary steps to be ready to implement it by July 1st.
Well, Jerry, you sound very somber and very disappointed.
Well, we are disappointed, certainly, but we also, as many people pointed out, some of this increase in their millage could have been done, could be done unilaterally. The council, the mayor, took that proactive step of talking to our residents and our voters first and saying, what do you think? And so they've told us what they think.
All right, Jerry, thanks so much. We always appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Tony, take care.